Kia ora kato katoa. Welcome to the Deloitte Download. My name is Maddie, and I'm the Early Careers Advisor at Deloitte New Zealand. At Deloitte, we know the decision about where to start your career is a big deal, and we hope this podcast series gives you some insight into what life at Deloitte is like. Welcome back to another episode of the Deloitte Download. Today, I'm talking to two lovely members of our actuarial team. Can I pass over to you to introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name's Hayden. I'm a recent graduate here at Deloitte and I'm part of the actuarial team.
Hi everyone, my name is Leanne. I'm the partner that leads the team. We actually across Auckland and Wellington, which is really exciting, and I've been at Deloitte for 5.5 years, but been working in the insurance industry and as an actuary for the last 27 years. So yes, I'm way older than all of you.
But you're young and fun, so it's amazing. So Hayden, you've recently joined Deloitte. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how you've enjoyed the last year in the actuarial team?
Yeah, I joined in February after graduating from Te Heringa Hauaka Victoria University with a Bachelor of Commerce majoring in Actuarial Science. And I started with all the other grads, so it was really cool to be with a bunch of people that were in a similar situation in terms of they were all starting their new careers. I was also very fortunate that we had a few other actuarial graduates joining the team, so we're all on this path to become actuaries together, and it's been really good because working at Deloitte, I've been able to work with a bunch of different clients, and it's led me to get a lot of experience across the industry of insurance and other companies that use actuaries to help with them. So it's been really good in terms of a way to see the entire industry as a whole. So yeah, it's been really, really good.
Cool, awesome. Nice start to the career, you know, good foundation. Yeah. And you said you've been with Deloitte for nearly 5 years. So can you tell me a little bit about your career at Deloitte and also your general career journey?
Yeah, maybe I just want to start off with the whole story about being an actuary, because the people that are listening to this, I can just imagine you've got no idea what an actuary is. Because actually, I am the vice president of the New Zealand Society of Actuaries, and coming here from South Africa, as you can hear from my accent, I was surprised at how few actuaries there are in this country. There's only about 220 qualified actuaries in New Zealand. That's a really, really small number. The company I came from before I joined Deloitte, there were that amount of actuaries just in the company I worked in. So New Zealand's got a very small number of actuaries, but that's an opportunity for all of us. It's so exciting to be part of such a small-ish community, but also to see how we can expand our roles and play a role as actuaries. So yes, I've been an actuary most of my career, and as Hayden is studying, we'll talk about that soon, but it does take a few years to qualify as one, but you also work as an actuarial student when you start working, and that's what I was doing. And before joining Deloitte, I worked at an insurance company, and now being part of Deloitte and the Deloitte family, it's been really amazing how we actually can work for insurers. They are our clients, and the insurers' clients are people that have to deal with real issues in their lives, like their house burning down or a loved family member, you know, passing away, and how do they actually deal with those types of situations. So we're there in the greatest time of need with consumers and the New Zealand society out there.
And can you tell me a little bit about the work that you've done so far in the space of actuarial?
Yeah, so when I started, there's kind of a conception that actuaries basically just price insurance and just help insurers figure out how much money they need to hold and stuff. But after working at Deloitte, I've realized there's so much more than just that. There's so many random companies out there that I've done stuff for. Basically, you can do stuff with anything where there's numbers, and particularly if there's a financial element to it, there's a way that actuaries can play a role. And yeah, it's been really cool to be able to see how the skills that I've learned at uni have been able to apply in all those different situations. So I wouldn't say there's one thing we particularly do, but a lot of it is around insurance, but it's more than just pricing insurance.
I think it's really cool to hear, like, you've given like some examples of your career, but also it's really cool that you've kind of done lots of things in your first year. So I think that's something important for students to remember, that they've got that opportunity to kind of see lots of things even in their first year. Leanne, you mentioned before there's a lot of study involved in becoming an actuary. So do you, Hayden, want to start off by telling me a little bit about the study that you're currently doing towards becoming an actuary?
Yeah, so I'm currently studying some of the actuarial papers through the Australian Institute, and that involves a whole lot of different technical skills, ranging from finance to mathematics and stuff. And you sit a paper around every 6 months, and there's 13 papers that you need to sit in order to become a fully qualified actuary. And luckily, since I studied at Victoria University, I already have 3 exemptions to those papers. But so I've recently just sat one all around financial derivatives and ruin theory and stuff like that. So a lot of maths and words that probably a lot of people don't know. So, but it's really cool because you learn all these skills that you actually get to apply into your real job. It's not like some uni degrees where you learn these skills and you'll never touch them again. You actually get to see them be applied in your everyday work, which is good.
And you're part of the New Zealand Actuarial
Society. And maybe just to talk a bit more about what Hayden mentioned. So if you are considering becoming an actuary, we might want to just forewarn you a little bit. It is a lot of studying.
Yeah.
But if you do like studying and you do like learning new things, it's definitely worth it. It is quite technical, mathematical, almost like an engineering type brain, but overlaying that with business skills and understanding what happens out there in the real world. That's why I loved studying it, because I've always been a good maths person, but I wanted to like work in the real world and figure out, you know, how do I actually solve industry issues? And that's what actuarial does. And I think to Hayden's point, your studies, you can actually apply directly to your day job and also indirectly, because The more advanced exams that you do later on, it's more about how you think about things. It's problem solving. It's figuring out how to solve difficult problems and how to also work with big data sets and a few other things. There's even the subjects are evolving into the new world as well, like data science and data analytics that used to not be part of the curriculum in my day, so I didn't do that. But I know that the new guys are doing that, so that's quite exciting and really enjoy doing that. And as Deloitte, we definitely offer quite a lot of support for actuarial studies and for taking some time off. And I think that's quite important. You're still going to have to do a lot of your own time and your own efforts. But I think given the complexity of what actuaries do, we do allow a good time off for each actuarial exam so that you can actually qualify, and we want to support you in that.
Yeah, the other thing about the exams is they're also very rewarding. Like, it's not like sometimes at like high school and university when you're just trying to tick the boxes, you know, you're actually gaining valuable insight into the actuarial career. So, yeah.
Cool. And I think as well, like, it's cool having support as well, so that's available. And, you know, you and your position both in and outside of Deloitte, Leanne, being able to kind of support people coming into the field. Yeah. So I think that's something quite cool that Deloitte offers as well.
Yes, and it's exciting being part of a profession. You know, you're part of a very specific profession, unfortunately not that well known in New Zealand, but I don't want to say this too loudly, but Kiwis do tend to travel,
yes.
You know, so globally actuaries are quite well known, and our qualification, as Hayden mentioned, he's studying through the Australian Institute. I've got staff that study through the Institute of Actuaries in London, that's where I did mine. There's staff that are studying through the American Institute, so there's quite a few different ones that you can paths you can take, and they're all globally accredited, which means you are very mobile with your qualification. It's not a local qualification, it's a very strong international qualification. But if I want to just keep the Deloitte hats on for 2 minutes, Deloitte is also a global company.
Exactly.
So you start working with our team, very happy if you want to, you know, spread your wings as an actuary and also as part of Deloitte.
Yeah, no, and I think that's a really cool point, because something that I learned when I came into this job and was learning about what you did, I found it really cool that there is lots of different accreditations available, but there seems to be a wide range within Deloitte about what they choose. So I think that's something really worth noting for students. So we've talked a little bit about what study you do once you get in the door. I know you mentioned that you did some study, Hayden, in actuarial science, but could you talk a little bit more about the study that you did before Deloitte, and also maybe if you didn't do actuarial science, what options there are?
Yeah, so taking it back a little further, at high school I did a lot of mathematics and economics and accounting papers, so I always knew I wanted to go into a career that involved all those elements. And when you go to uni, you kind of have to make a decision on exactly what you want to study. So I chose actuarial science partly because it was pretty easy for me just to move down to Wellington to study, but because it had that combination of both. But for people that aren't quite sure what they want to do after uni, there's a bunch of different degrees that actuaries have, not just actuarial science. So a lot of people come from a finance background studying finance degrees, some will come from a mathematics background, but so long as you're passionate about numbers and also being able to apply in a financial sense in a way, I think any of those degrees can be applied to an actuary.
Definitely, and I mean, just to the point that Hayden's making, Vic Uni is currently the only one that does offer actuarial science, so depending on who's listening to this, you're probably going to, if you're coming from Auckland or Christchurch or Dunedin, you would have probably studied something else, and we've had students from all three of those universities and wider that have joined our team and done really well with the exams.
Yeah, and I think only other place in New Zealand, I think Christchurch now offers a financial engineering paper or a degree as well, which does have a bit of crossover with the actuarial stuff. So, yeah.
And outside of study, what kind of attributes do you look for, or what things do we want to see in people who are coming into the actuarial space?
Okay, Hayden actually wondered this question because he wants to understand why did I appoint him. So obviously, so far you can pick up that we need technically strong people and people that actually understand what's behind the numbers and really being, you know, problem solvers and data analysts and data scientists, but taking you to the next level and thinking about the so what, you know, so what is this actually telling me? So that's more the technical aspects, but also you are working at Deloitte, and what I've picked up, and the people that have been really successful in our team and the people that have actually gone far are the ones that really understand that you're actually also going to be client facing, which is quite exciting.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not just going to be sitting in a corner building a very complicated model. You're actually going to be talking to clients and working with clients. Mm. I mean, one of Hayden's key clients, he also worked very closely with the team from Deloitte Australia. So you also work across the Tasman, depending on, and even wider than the Tasman, depending on who you work with. So you get to know, you know, people from different parts of the globe, and also just being able to do a presentation in front of a client, even though you're a technical person, you know, to put a few slides together, to have a conversation with someone and just to understand what that's about. And I think the one thing that I was looking for when we were interviewing people is, are they curious? Do they want to understand things better, or do they just accept things as they are? Mm-hmm. And then definitely the last point is a team player. So for us, it's not about the individual, it's about the team. So how do we work together? How do we actually embrace diversity? Our team is very diverse. We've come from many different parts of the world and many different backgrounds, and it's all about how we can work together.
I think that's really cool advice for anybody listening, because, Leon, I know you're one of the final decision makers for whether people get the job or not. So I think those are things that if people are looking to apply, that I'd really kind of reflect on and see how you kind of embody those attributes. Mm-hmm. Next question for you is, what's your favourite part of the job, or what's your favourite part of a highlight of working at Deloitte?
Obviously doing the everyday work is always really rewarding, but I chose Deloitte specifically because of the atmosphere that was here, the friendships, the team that was here. That's what really stood out to me at Deloitte. I had offers from a bunch of places, but here seemed like the most homely, nice people, which is why.
I like to think we're the nicest people.
I must say I'm really glad Hayden said that, because that's for me really part of the highlights of what I see as important. I mean, we work hard and we play hard.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had some late hours. Sometimes you try and balance out your work-life balance, but then we also have some good fun and we have some good breaks as well. And I think it's actually rewarding when you get into the thick of a really difficult project and you're trying to figure out how we're going to solve for this. And then you get to the other side of it and you actually see that the client's happy with the outcomes and you've actually made a difference to their business or to their end consumers or to the end customer that they're dealing with. I mean, if, again, mentioning what we deal with. Recently, we've had the cyclones and the Auckland floods. Mm-hmm. Some of our clients are dealing with that because they're trying to figure out how do they solve for that. And that's part of what we're here for.
Yeah. Well, I think that sounds amazing. Now, absolute final question for you both. Can you describe actuarial in one word for me? Or what's the one word that you'd use to sum it up?
Interesting.
Interesting. That's a nice one. I like that. I like that.
And not just because we work with interest.
Yeah. Good play on words, actually. Well done.
I just can't think of one word, so I would probably have to think that it's like we're figuring out what the future holds, you know. So it's a little bit about taking the past and predicting the future and putting it all together, which is definitely not one word, Maddie. So
it's one sentence. It's one sentence, and I'll take it. So yes. Thank you both so much for your time, and really enjoyed having you on the podcast today.
Great.
Awesome. Thanks, Eve.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this episode. We have a number of other episodes on different Deloitte topics, and we hope that this podcast series helps you make your decision around where you want to make your impact. Ka kite.